The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Apparently, marriage is back in fashion. You know, the narrative for a long time was that maybe the institution was outdated, people choosing to cohabit instead of getting married. It was out of step with the modern understanding of relationships, but not so. Gen Zers much more keen on marriage than their millennial counterparts. So Jane Cowan is with me in studio, who is a student and an Irish Examiner columnist and a Gen Zer. Jane, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So do you see this amongst your peer group?
I mean, my peers are still a little bit young to be getting married. I'm only 21, but absolutely, they're definitely interested in getting married. And I think it has, as you said there, it's like maybe for people who are older than us, they saw marriage as this really archaic thing. It's like Jane Eyre, Mr. Rochester with the mad woman in the attic. He kept his wife in the attic because she went crazy. That's just so far away from how we view marriage. I think it's now, it's less so like it's stability, but you don't have to surrender your freedom for it. Like, obviously, my grandparents, like, they couldn't work. My grandmother couldn't work after she got married. But the situation is just so different now. I think we view it differently.
So maybe there was a pushback against it as society became more liberal, and now you guys have reclaimed it, but in a liberal sense.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, you're not giving up your freedom. Like, you, for my grandparents, again, like, the wife's place was in the domestic space. She could only provide value in the home. But now we see women, they're doing it all, you know, struggling to do it all, but they're doing it all and they're doing a bloody good job of it. They can have the career and they don't have to choose between the two.
Do you think that the ease to which people can get divorced as well is a factor now that maybe wasn't in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, people, there's less of a stigma around a marriage not working out. You know, we're very much aware of the fact that you can get out if you want to. You know, you're not hitching your canoe to someone for...
Yeah, because you see that, I mean, they get married very young in the US and the UK. I was thinking they're half mad over there in those places. But that's partially what it is, one would suspect, is that it's much easier to consciously uncouple.
Yeah, it's, things are not the same as they were in the past. And, you know, we view it differently. Yeah, like getting married, obviously, it is a commitment, but it's not the same commitment that it once was.
Interesting. Listen, stay with us because Tara Fay is on the line. Tara is an international destination wedding planner. Tara, do you see this amongst Gen Zers or maybe a younger cohort, a kind of an eagerness to get married where the millennials, what are millennials? They're kind of maybe late 20s to early 40s, that isn't there for that particular group?
I think so, absolutely. I mean, I definitely think it's seen as a logical next step. It's not considered as scary for a lot of people and a lot of couples that it would have been about maybe 10 years ago. And also, I think it's about possibly a return to tradition, about spending time with family and friends. And they think of the wedding as just an experience and a great way to enjoy their time with family and friends.
So let's imagine somebody came to you to kind of help plan their wedding abroad. And how different is the ask from people who are Gen Z, maybe people who are just about kind of Gen Z, say late 20s, getting mid 20s to late 20s getting married, compared to somebody who is in their late 30s getting married? Is the ask different?
It is different because even down to the food and beverage offering, like, they want to ensure that they include non-alcoholic options. The food has to be very health-based and they want to ensure that they're looking after all of their guest dietary requirements. And then even from the point of view of the entertainment and the experience for guests would be very, very different.
Listen, stay on the line as well because Frances Kelleher joins us. Frances is a dating expert and life coach. Frances, have you seen this trend in your work?
Yes, I have. And thank you so much for having me. Every woman I have met, bar two women, one was a 69-year-old widower and the other woman was in her 50s. We deal with people, you know, we work with people from 19, 20 years of age, and she was our eldest, the 69-year-old widow. Everybody wants the ring. The women want the ring. They want the marriage. They want the fairy tale story. So I always say, you know, intimacy in the bedroom is a man's game. Commitment is a woman's. So even the research shows it. The women push for the commitment. The guys, you know, only 1%, like Tom Cruise jumping on couches, you know, are into that and the big pursuing and want the marriage. Mainly it's the woman who wants the fairy tale and they want all of it. That's what I have seen.
Jane, do you see that? Is this more of a female-led pursuit, marriage?
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think it's definitely, there's two people in it. I think, you know, women
but
are...
But one could just be going along for the ride.
They
I don't
could.
Mean that in the way Francis does.
I hope not. I mean, they could be, but I think people, you know, I don't think anyone's getting married just to make someone else happy.
Francis, do you see as well, I mean, on the divorce point, is that a feature now as well that people don't maybe fear the level of commitment as they might have in the past?
That's not what I see. People in Ireland, you know, very, very committed to their commitments. If they're getting married, they want it for life. They don't want to get divorced. That's what, you know, they're hoping for. And they're not rushing into it. And, you know, that girl, Jane, she made a great point. I'm not saying people are going along the men to keep people happy. They want to get married too. But it's the women who are instigating it and saying, you know, Emily got the ring last week. You know, when am I getting my ring? Are we getting married? So the guys, you know, as well, think about it a lot because it's a serious business. You know, you're committing your life. You want to be happy for life. People are getting into it for life. So they are very serious about their commitment. So that's what I've been seeing.
Throughout history, marriage has fallen in and out of favour at different times. I'm glad to hear it is coming back into favour, says one of our listeners. And another says women want a home and tax breaks. That's all they want. Wager that's from a man listening to the show. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong there. 087 1400 106 if you want to clarify. Jane, is there a kind of a male-female divide? I'm always fascinated. We talk about Gen Z, right? It's this big group. Like everyone is the exact same. And then there's this really interesting research. I think I read it in The Economist was the first place I saw it. That would suggest that, you know, this idea that every generation gets progressively more liberal than the one before. That's true of Gen Z when you look at it as a whole. But actually, when you divide it by gender, women are getting more progressive and more liberal, but men are not. There's kind of a swing back, the kind of the Jordan Petersons and the God knows who of this world having an influence on Gen Z men. So I just wonder, in terms of this, when you're talking about a traditional institution, is there a kind of something at play there?
Perhaps. And I think you're absolutely right. Like, boys my age are a little bit more conservative than any of the girls my age. And I think obviously social media plays into that, like people like Andrew Tate, I hate to say it, but he's there and, you know, we'd be silly not to recognise it and that the influence that is having. But I think, yeah, people value the traditional institution, but it's not the traditional institution that it used to be. And people view it very differently. Like, yeah, women want to get married and men also want to get married, but they're not. It's not the same societal pressure as it used to be, that you had no choice really. It was like the only next step you could take.
Plenty of women are getting in touch in the text line to reject that earlier insinuation that women just want a home and tax breaks. Somebody else had texted in, but Francis Kelleher is still with us, as is Tara Faye. Tara, What are the kind of the features of a wedding, of wedding planning, that have never gone out of fashion, that are kind of common across different generations?
It's about celebrating a wedding, celebrating love, celebrating friendship, and that never goes out of fashion. But the interesting thing about, I think, with Gen Z is that the actual engagement itself is nearly like a collaboration. So it's not that it's a surprise. They will have planned it between the two of them, and maybe just the date or when it happens could be a potential surprise. But even leaning into what they were saying about tradition and everything, like elements of, say, 1970s weddings we're seeing in Gen Z now. So, say, like tiered cakes,
fondue
coming back into fashion. Well, even things, yeah. I mean, it's sort of that retro influence that is now being looked at with Gen Z weddings.
And what about the size of weddings? Is there a difference in the generations between size and scale in terms of, say, guest numbers?
Not hugely. I mean, people will have the people that they can A, afford to have, and B, want to have. And sometimes those two sort of characteristics don't always match up.
All right. Well, listen, really interesting chat. So thank you for joining us. Thank you to Tara Fay, who I mentioned is an international destination wedding planner, to Frances Kelleher, the dating expert and life coach, and to Jane Cowan, who's an Irish Examiner columnist and a student. Jane, thank you as well for coming into us here in studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.